Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Dr. Tumbalamutu.
Yeah, good afternoon, Fundis. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you, Doc?
Not doing very well.
Lovely, lovely. Great to hear that.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Adventist World Radio once again. We're talking about fathers and daughters. And you know, the father is the first male figure in a girl's life. Through him, she gets to know the world outside, and she has the first experience of communicating with and understanding men. Now, through him, she has her first introduction to the masculine world and a training ground for attitudes, behaviors, experiences that she will connect with men, masculinity in the future. Now, it is also her first experience of being recognized through the eyes of a man. Now, Doc, in what ways that does a father-daughter relationship differ from the father-son relationship that we spoke about recently?
Yes, thank you so very much. The relationship we spoke last week of a father and a son is unique in that the father and the son, they are sharing maybe in the masculinity. And now on the father-daughter relationship, the angle will be a little bit different. Maybe we'll go with our key text from the book of Psalms, 144, verse 12, where it says, "May our sons in their youth be like plants full grown, our daughters like corner pillars cut for the structure of a palace."
Mm.
So in this verse then, we see that the daughters have got a unique part in the family or their relationship with the father.
Mm.
The father is, yes, related to the son. The father is also related to the daughter.
Mm.
Just as we have related to that the first person a daughter would interact with, I'm talking of a male figure, is the father.
Mm-hmm.
So in other ways, he is the one who shapes the picture of how men are. So it's a very important relationship, and it needs to be fully understood. As earlier on spoken, I mean, we spoke earlier on,
mm-hmm.
they are all kids in the family. They all need support from both parents. The Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he's not going to depart from it. Proverbs 22, verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
That is true. But there are also differences in their roles and also sex that each one of them need to be treated with the uniqueness. Now, a daughter father relationship is because the father is the one now who can set the pace. How can he do it? He will do it by showing affection, trust, and support. And these are very, very important in the life of the daughter child.
Mm.
There is also emotional connection. The daughters must be connected to their fathers because the father is the one who provides comfort, I would say, and security. There is also, there was an article in the Washington Post,
mm-hmm.
that's the American Psychological Association, which said that fathers with toddler daughters are more attentive and responsive to those daughters' needs than fathers with toddler sons are to the needs of the sons, according to the brain scans and recordings of parents' daily interaction with their kids. So it appears like the father is connected to a daughter in a very special way. If there's that comparison according to this article. So Yes, the father is important in the daughter's life.
Mm. Now, what are the most important lessons would you say a father should teach their daughters?
I would say that the lessons that we can teach our daughters or the female child is, let's go to the book of Ephesians chapter 2 verse 14, where it says, we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. This verse then shows that every person is the workmanship of God. We are created special, meaning that we need to have to accept that our kids are also different, in this case, the girl child or the daughter. But in this case, then, we need to respect, to teach respect to our daughter, that they should understand where they come from, mm-hmm. created in the image of God.
Mm-hmm.
That puts them to be at par with anybody. And we can also teach our daughters to set boundaries. By boundaries, that is, they should learn to say no or to say yes. And this is important because they need to be introduced to that. They cannot just be saying yes for everything. This also is important in the sense that you find that those who have got good connection with their fathers, in terms when they make a relationship with other sexes, the father is like an ideal figure. If there was good relationship between the father and the daughter, then the daughter will always be looking up at the father as a role model. And that makes the daughter then to have a good guide as he thinks or she as she thinks of being in a relationship that may lead to marriage. By teaching these boundaries, we are giving them a good start. We also need to teach, we can even teach the fathers that they need to have a special connection with their daughters in the sense that they are the first person, the male person that they get in contact with. And so some research suggests that things like embracing, like a hug, would help daughters to maintain an affection with their father, and that would also help them to be better, to have a better relationship with a person or with male people. In other words, by this I mean that there are times where there's no good relationship between the father and the daughter, then the daughter will likely be pushed to do some crazy things. So it is important that we need to have a good relationship as fathers with our daughters.
Yeah.
Not sure if you have something to share, but yes, this is what I can suggest.
Ah, that's good. Now, do you think a father of girls can perpetuate misogynistic views and practices?
Oh, just come again. I think the line was cutting.
Do you think that a father of girls can actually perpetuate misogynistic views and practices?
Yes. You are... Just a minute.
Mm.
You are talking about the misogyny, right?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, there is that possibility of a father to protect, to perpetuate the sexism or misogyny. This comes when the father may say, hey, you are a girl, you must behave this way, or you are a girl, you must do these things this way. In that way, then the girl can develop some tendencies to say, okay, I am existing, but I'm not all that important.
Mm, mm,
so mm. The fathers must always move away from misogyny or sexism to promote that the women or the female child should have attitudes that would help her to move forward. And, you know, there is a culture that we have whereby our girls or our ladies, they are like, okay, you can't reach this far. This is a men's dominant place, or this is what men can do. But we should know that the ladies have got their own capabilities, which are also very important. So maybe that's what I can say.
Yep. Man, how said. Now, what are relational needs of a son as compared to a daughter from the father?
I have a poor connection. Sorry.
Yeah, I was saying, Doc, what are relational needs of a son vis-a-vis that of a daughter from a father?
So the relational need of the son must get connected to the father. The father then should show true values of the son-father relationship. In this case, while he's relating to the son, but he can also relate to the daughter in the same way, being a role model. In other words, the father has got also influence on the son to make sure that the son should also have respect for the daughter or for the female. So the father has got the job to teach the son to say, hey, you have your roles, the girls have their own roles, they all need to be respected, they have to be treated equal. So the father here is like having these two kids whereby he can teach them the right way on how they can live. So the father is very important in this relationship.
Indeed, indeed. Now, how does a girl's relationship with a father impact how she relates to boys and men as she grows up?
Today the connection is not very good, but yes. You can repeat. Sorry.
Yeah, all right, I'll go at it again. How does a girl's relationship with her father impact how she relates to boys and men as she grows up?
Yeah, so the relationship with the father, as we have earlier said, it helps the girl to have a model relationship. For example, if the father is treating the daughter well, then the daughter will make good choices of the man that she wants in her life. If the father is treating the mother well, then she will make a better choice of a man. In other words, the father has got a big job in the sense that he sets the pace, and then the girl will mirror what the father, the way the father respect her, the way the father respect the mother, will definitely make a girl to have a good choice of a man that she may want. That means she will have a role model somewhere, a person who will guide in this relationship. So it's very, very important that the father and the daughter relationship should be up to date and should be good.
Now, let's get to single fathers. Can a single father raise a well-rounded lady on his own without a mother figure in the picture?
Yes, it is possible. The single father can raise a well-rounded up lady on his own. It is possible with the help of God. Because as we have already said, that it is the qualities that a father displays in the family or in the girl's life. So if the father is showing support, the father is affectionate to his daughter, then the daughter will have that comfort, will have that feeling that I'm supported, then definitely the daughter will grow up well. So the father, by demonstrating the values such as respect, responsibility, and resilience, these will help the daughter to grow, to become a safe, trusting person, but at the same time trusting God in the way she relates to other people. It is also important for the father to be involved in the life of his kid. By that means, he should be involved in the welfare of his daughter. And that involvement gives that strong anchor to the daughter that I have somebody whom I can lean on. So the relationship that the father has with the daughter, though the mother may not be there, there is the spirit that, yes, the father can bring up a good daughter. It is possible.
Man, Doc, I must thank you so much for your time. Beautiful to learn about how we can foster this relationship as dads to daughters. I do hope that our listeners as well have taken note of some things. Any closing words from you?
Yes, I would say a few things. It is important that as we come up with our kids, especially daughters, that we as fathers, those of us who are fathers, should have that connection with our daughters. Actually, Ellen G. White emphasized the importance of positive father-daughter relationship. It should be built on love, respect, and guidance. Mm-hmm. So the father should have this in at the back of his mind, that I'm guiding my daughter, mm-hmm. I'm helping my daughter to grow up well. Mm-hmm. So the father must be involved in the life of the daughter as a strong moral and spiritual foundation, or moral and spiritual example. Mm-hmm. So when the daughter looks at that example, she is likely to make good decisions for her life. So we need also to teach our daughters to have a life of reverence, mm-hmm. and gratitude while they are moving as young people. They need to have this relationship to be pure, to be righteous before God. Mm. And that thing will help our kids to grow well. So the connection that the father and the daughter has, it should be like what he says, this relationship should bind the hearts of the daughter to the father by the silken cord of love. By that,
yeah,
means that the father and the son, the daughter should be connected by the cords of love.
Oh, beautiful stuff. Thank you so much, Doc. Have a good evening.
Praise God, praise God.
Praise God indeed. Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.